Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The relief crew is here. Here they are. We've got the Kenley Jansen here with us. Chris Martin is sitting down alongside as well. Grab that one, Chris. You can go ahead and get loaded up right there. And, we had Nick Pivetta. So now we have Chris Martin. We have Kenley Jansen. We got a whole bunch of the bullpen guys here today. Guys, thanks for coming up and spending some time with us. And, Chris, I'm going to start with you. You know, we talked to Nick Pivetta earlier. I know he was in other markets over his big league career. And we asked him, we're like, hey, have you heard about the Jimmy Fund in terms of being in other organizations? This is not only a big day for the Red Sox and the city of Boston. It's also something that Major League Baseball has gotten behind as well. I'm just curious from your end how familiar you were with this whole process.
You know, I came up with the Red Sox, so obviously you mm-hmm. You hear about the Jimmy Fund and all the good things they do. And coming over here this year, obviously, you know, still learning and just really eager to get involved. I'm pretty excited about being a part of it. So,
because I always wonder about what it's like for the minor league guys if they just hear about it and it's something that once you get here to Fenway, then it's like you're in type thing.
I mean, you know, back then, yeah, basically that's kind of how it was. You just kind of hear about it and then – coming over here now, you know, you get to be, you know, front and center, and that's pretty cool.
So, Kenley, how about you? First year on the team, first time we've had an opportunity to speak to you. How has your year been going and the overall experience here with the Jimmy Fund?
Yeah, first of all, year's going fine, going great. So, more excited about this and learning about this a little bit more. I start to hear about the Jimmy Funds and, you know, ask how it started, and to me it's amazing of what, you know, the whole city and the organization of Boston and everybody just being behind this and stepping up to help, you know, families and little kids who's having a tough time and just put that smile on their face and make their life a little bit more comfortable. I mean, it's a tremendous experience.
Well, we can tell you this. There is no pitch clock in terms of raising money for the Jimmy Fund. You can go to jimmyfund.org or text KCANCER to 20222. Obviously, a lot of talk about that. Seems like everybody has kind of adapted to it, right? Now that you guys are 130-some-odd games in, has the whole pitch clock and all those changes that now – no big deal? Is it now normal for guys in terms of resetting the routine?
I mean, for me, once I was the slowest guy, so I had to go in off season and get some work in. And when I come to spring training, it fits fine with me. I think the only way I violated because it was too quick, and hitters tried to, you know, to mess it up. And thank God after that, you know, MLB kind of switch their rules and make sure that whenever you get a pitcher eye contact, you know, you can go back off, put your head down and play with pitcher. So to me, yeah, I didn't violate, and that was my little ego taking over that, you know, because, you know,
yeah, it's
being
different.
The slowest guy, and
feels like they're pushing it on you almost.
So I kind of want to make sure that I become really good at it, and so far so good.
And Chris, in the minors, it's been there for a while, right? Like, I mean, in terms of just kind of coming up through for some guys, it's really no big deal.
Yeah, obviously you could tell, you know, hitters that have done it before. They knew how to I don't want to say manipulate it, but they understood it better than we did.
So there was some chicanery going on at the beginning of the year, fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, for me in spring training, I was so frustrated. Didn't think I was ever going to be able to figure it out. And then obviously when the season got rolling, and now it's just second nature. You don't even really notice it anymore. You can you're able to focus on the clock and make a pitch at the same time. So it's not.
So the this may seem silly, now, but I would say, a pitch clock, pitch calm with the getting electronic signals and a voice in your head telling you what pitch and no more signals would never happen in baseball. The robot ump situation is, I think, next on the docket. It's humorous now, but do you guys think that that's a real possibility where the strike zone is commanded and determined by a computer instead of a live umpire?
Well for me, I think robot, but I think, just give hitters and pitchers, time to just challenge your pitch. I think it would be better for baseball if we just can have some type of challenge, like a pitcher have a challenge.
Would it be a video review?
Yes, on every stadium have a Jumbotron. Yeah. You just run it like tennis, you know what I'm saying? So I think that will get more – less and less, managers argue with umpires and people get tossed. Listen, we don't want that in this game. Nobody want to get tossed. Nobody want, and we understand it's a tough job for the umpires also to call balls and strike consistently. So it's just some help, my help. And also to me, it should be like between the innings, the ump should go on the iPad and see his strike zone, and see how he's calling balls and strikes, and then he can adjust. We all humans. We all make mistakes, and it's no shot on the ump. It's just they all know I love them. Every time I see them on the street or something, I'm joking with them. So I had good relationship with all the umpires. I don't have no musty to all of them, but I think it's just if we can figure some type of way like that, I think will be great for baseball.
Chris, you've been nails this year, and you were out of baseball for such a long period of time. You own the Four Seam Ranch. Are you a rancher as well, or are you just the owner of the ranch and you got hands? Like, how involved are you in terms of being a rancher down in Texas?
Yeah, obviously right now I'm involved.
Of course.
Zero amount.
Right.
So, obviously baseball is my number one. It's what I focus on in the off season the most, and the ranch is just kind of, get away.
Got a cattle ranch or what kind of ranch?
Yeah, I have quite a few. Yeah, I have cattle. I have other types of animals.
How many acres you got?
1,000.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So,
Who mows that thing?
Since we're talking ranch life and being a cowboy, and how realistic is the TV show Yellowstone?
I haven't had anybody knocking on my door trying to take my land.
No one's trying to take your land?
No. Hopefully that
What a question. Because I was going to get to Kenley.
Oh, you see that time?
Curacao in the Little League World Series. I know you were you were following along. I mean, what a way to lose it, but good grief, what a championship game.
I'm proud of all those things, little buddies, to see how the development is going over there. I'm so involved with them now. Like, my foundation is I just agree for the next 10 years also. I'll be doing it for quite a few years that I'm donating balls to Little League down there in Curacao to just, that's the tough part, right? It's, balls are expensive. No equipment. So, from them playing only 15 games, now I'm – basically we try to make them play all year round. So that's why I'm keep funding them with balls for the next 10 years and make sure they can keep develop the talent and, play more games. And you can start seeing, the senior league team, win it all this year. And, the little league team, got to the second place and the junior league team got to the third place. So, it seems like the trending down there good in talent and the development. So
the pipeline is starting. I'm sure your boss, Heim Bloom, over there will be keeping an eye on that. He's going to join us next. Chris Martin and Kenley Jansen. Guys, thanks for coming up here. We appreciate it. I know you got a game to play a little bit later on. Thanks a bunch.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.